In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As the church travels forward, she always does so facing backward. Not face first, but back first. She marches onward toward the omega of her existence. This is so not because she stares misty-eyed into years gone by, nor because she doesn't have the backbone to stare the future in the face. No, the church has eyes only for the past, because it's only in the past that she beholds her future, the heavenly Jerusalem toward which she journeys, the slain yet living Lamb, the river and the tree of life, the new and the better Eden. These images of heaven are painted with the colors of the past. The Old Testament, it turns out, is never quite as old as we think. Consider, for example, the presentation of our Lord. When Israel exited Egypt, she left behind a nation that had been transformed into a morgue. Every unbloody door had become the unlocked portal for the destroyer. The firstborn sons of Egypt were killed, while the firstborn sons of Yahweh lived. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a son for a son. And from that time on, the firstborn sons of Israel belonged exclusively to their God. They were holy to the Lord. And just as the Lord had sacrificed every firstborn son in Egypt, so every firstborn son in Israel had to be sacrificed. Not literally, but through a substitute. Just as the firstborn Israelites had been redeemed by the blood of the Passover lamb, so all future generations of firstborn sons would be redeemed. When their sons were 40 days old, the mothers of Israel would take them in their arms and carry them to the temple, where sacrifices would be offered to purify the mother and redeem the son. And so it came to pass in the fullness of time that an Israelite mother named Mary carried her 40-day-old firstborn son to the temple in Jerusalem. Here, the mother of purity incarnate, who needed no sacrifice for purification, offered the sacrifice anyway. And here, the firstborn son, who needed to pay no price for redemption, offered the price for redemption anyway. And in so doing, the lips of Moses were forever sown shut, that his legal tongue may accuse you no more. For the law has been outlawed, outdone, by the one who was under no compulsion to bow to its demands, but bowed to them anyway, that he might forever shut up the law for you. But there is more. For the firstborn son of Mary is presented not as one who needs redemption, but as one who comes to accomplish redemption. He enters the temple to fill it with his greater glory, as Haggai had prophesied, but it's a glory whose shimmer and shine are dulled by the paint of blood. He is the glory of God's people Israel, as Simeon sings. But he is no longer the cloud of glory or the angel of glory, but the crucified man of glory. He will not dwell between the cherubim and hear holy, holy, holy chanted into his ears, but will dwell between the criminals and hear crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, growled into his ears. His holy of holies is an unholy, cursed tree. Yahweh will hang naked before the naked eye of man, but no one who sees this God shall die, but this God himself. In his sacrifice, this son of Yahweh becomes a son of Egypt. This sinless one becomes the sinner, that all you sons of Egypt might become sons of Yahweh in him. The firstborn son of the Father is made to be your substitute. The tenth and the final plague falls on his shoulders. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a son for a son. The destroyer is destroyed. And you are spared, passed over, for his blood is painted on your tongue through the brush of the chalice. Paul calls Christ the firstborn among many brethren, and the preacher of Hebrews refers to his body as the church of the firstborn. Here is the mystery of God that packed into the flesh and bones of Jesus are all of you. You are woven into the fabric of his humanity. In this firstborn son of the Father, you are thus also a firstborn son. You are presented to the Father on this 40th day. You are sacrificed on his cross, and you are raised to undying life in him, the firstborn from the dead. He who was made to be like his brethren in all things now makes you his brethren to be like himself in all things, so that it is no longer you who live, but the firstborn son who lives in you. His father is now your father. His virgin mother is now your virgin mother. And in his human nature, you are made partakers of his divine nature. He is presented in the temple on this day, bids you walk backward toward the future, seeing the Old Testament pregnant with the future, visibly showing for all those who have eyes to see what is to come. For in many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, and still does. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.